guys. Straight up 9 o'clock. I'm Brian Haddad. Joining us on the Sports Colleton guest line is Sean Brace from Philly Influencer. And an interesting night chasing around LeSean McCoy, something that may have changed the feel for the case. I don't know. We'll find out more. I heard this audio, and I talked to Dave Uram, and we listened to it. We're kind of trying to Zapruder the audio a little bit. And I said, well, wouldn't it be better just to get Sean on the phone and talk about it instead of us just sitting here trying to go through everything, since he was the source of the audio, which just was put up on Twitter, I think, on Philly Influencer and Twitter about an hour ago, I think. And Sean, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I like your style. Go right to the source, Brian. Good stuff.
Well, that's, you know, we can sit here and do it ourselves. And I thought, hey, maybe Sean will call up the show. I don't, maybe, unless he's in trouble with LeSean's posse right now. I don't know if he's available. And we got a hold of you, and I'm glad you're okay.
You're exactly right about that, Brian. I will say that it was definitely an interesting experience for me. Let me just tell you, this is the first time I've ever chased somebody down, and I'm new to the website game. I just started up last year at PhillyMTrue.com, but I love it. It's my life right now. I have a wonderful team, and we work really hard. So I got a phone call at about 5:10, and the exact words were, "You are not going to believe who's at misconduct on JFK." And I said, "It's LeSean." Of course, my mind went to Shady, and he said, yeah, he's here with about five or six guys. They're eating dinner. I said, they're eating dinner right now, and I live mainly on Roxboro area, so I knew I could get down there pretty quickly.
Right.
And drove right down. I put a tweet out because I was, you know, it's interesting, Brian, because I went to social media, did some searching just to see if, you know, Shady's at a bar right now. Somebody saw him. Somebody's tweeting about him, and there was nothing. So I trusted my source. I got in the car, shot down there, walked in, and I could not believe my eyes, but LeSean was there eating dinner with a crew of about six or seven guys.
So he's down there, and you obviously pursued it. You go inside. He's sitting there out just only days after the whole mishap happened.
Yep.
At the bar at recess. So you then what happens? Then what do you do?
All right, so I walk in, and I see that he's sitting down, which is really funny because it's a packed bar, and this is the one on JFK, the misconduct on JFK.
And by the way, it is funny that he's at a place called Misconduct.
Oh, I like that. I did not think about that. I like where your mind's
at. It's just funny to me.
Which was even, I'll give you one that's even funnier than that. There was, on the bottom line, there was a gigantic TV right behind their heads, right behind their table, and the bottom line, it was on ESPN, and there it was, Adam Schefter reporting that such charges might be coming, and they were looking at it like they were watching the TV. It was really weird to just see that, but
kind of surreal to watch yourself. And that's just, so people don't know, that's the report that some kind of arrest warrants will come down tomorrow for LeSean McCoy.
Correct. So I didn't want to interrupt his dinner. Obviously, I mean, he's going through a lot. I mean, you're listening to this, going, you are chasing around the guys, so it's like, don't act like you have too many manners. But I didn't want to interrupt the dinner. They finished up dinner. I was kind of hanging out over in the corner. I had some friends that were there, as like I said. And all of a sudden, he got up. You could see that they closed up their tab, and he gets up, puts his coat on.
Did you see the tip?
I did see the tip. I got that number. I'll give it to you at the end.
Okay.
I'll give it to you at the end. Oh, I did. I did my due diligence.
All right.
I did my research.
Good job, Sean.
Absolutely. So I walk outside, and I just timed it perfect. And he walked out, and I was already rolling on the camera, on the iPhone camera, and I wasn't expecting him to be cool, and I sure as hell was not expecting him to say, I made a mistake. I was not expecting that at all. And he said exact words, I made a mistake, and sooner or later, I'm looking forward to having my say. I could not believe it. And unfortunately, like I said, it was my market, or JFK right there, so there's a lot of traffic, and I even was like struggling to hear that. But I was like, one more time, Shady, excuse me. And he was not feeling that. He did not want to be bothered. And like I said, I didn't want to be pressed. I mean, it was just good enough. I got a small comment. And then one of his guys turns around and says, what do you work for, TMZ? And I go, no, PhillyOfficer.com.
I heard that. Well, actually, I have the audio, so I'm going to play it. I understand it is noisy because you're on JFK there, and you're I assume you're recording with your phone or whatever you're recording with. So I'm going to play that right now, if you don't mind. I'm going to play the whole
sure.
There's a 28-second clip. So this is you. This was just a couple hours ago, I assume, leaving.
About 6:30, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, 6:30. Yeah.
Leaving the bar, Misconduct Tavern on JFK, and talking to Shady. Here's the audio.
You got anything to say to your fans, bro? You got anything to say? We heard their story. We're just trying to hear your side. You got anything to say? We just want to hear if you got anything to say. One more time, man. I apologize. One more time, Shady.
No, one man. on, man.
No, we're just, we got fans here, man. We're just trying to, we got their side. We're just trying to hear your side. That's all.
Are you working TMZ?
PhillyAmateur.com. Shady, you have a good one, all right?
TMZ. Yeah, and I heard the mistake. Me and Dave listened to it in the other room. Me, Dave, you remember listening to it. And I heard it, and I got a shorter clip of that just saying, it's here it is. Now, I hear I made a mistake, and then what'd you say he said after that?
Sooner or later, looking forward to have my say. Or sooner or later, I'll have my say.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
like I said, I was floored by that. I was just expecting, yo, get out of my face. I mean, these guys that he was with, offensive tackles from Pitt, it looked like. I mean, these there was two guys that were really big guys. So I just thought that they were just going to get out of our way and not even say a word. But even then, that would have been good enough because this is the first time, you know, since the incident that we're seeing LeSean McCoy. I was shocked that he was out. I mean, no such thing as a low profile in his world, I guess.
Yeah, so we're talking to Sean Brace from Philly Influencer. So all this happened earlier tonight. Now, what do you think this means? This is the first time he said anything since it happened. He says, I made a mistake. It's kind of an admission of guilt. Do you think his defense attorney thinks that's a good thing that he said this?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying in the car on the ride home. Like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, all you got to do is look to the case that just happened. You know, off the subject here, with Catherine Knott, they pulled tweets and used tweets from 4 years ago against her, and that's the Center City case with the gay bashing and all that just happened. And
right.
She's been sentenced. They used tweets from 4 years ago. You don't think that video, that clip, will be used? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure his attorney's going, LeSean, no more, no comment. Learn these words and say them, no comment.
Yeah, I mean, and it, you know, you were nice about it. You weren't like, we were pressing him like the TMZ guys also do, and now the Philly Influencer guys apparently do. You were pretty nice and cool about it, and he talked, and then he didn't want to talk anymore after that, but I got to think that it was probably bad in his case for saying that, like you just said, how they can use stuff afterward, and unless his defense attorney already had a remorse platform going for tomorrow if the arrest warrant comes out and he comes in and explains what happened and made a mistake and does full remorse, was already their plan? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing here, too. I mean, how many times do we see some of these cases go right? It's just like, why even waste our time? Just go to civil. You know, let's just go to the civil suit. I don't know if that's how this is going to play out, but I would assume at the end of it, that's what's going to happen, is that the officers are going to get paid. And Shady, you know, he'll have to deal with it from the NFL, but like I said, I'm just guessing there. I could be wrong on that as well.
No, I said the same thing last night. I said, I don't think he's going to see any jail time. I'm not even an NFL suspension, probably. It'll probably be some kind of, an envelope of cash is going to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's going to go away, lightly. It's not going to be something that Goodell is going to get heavily involved in. It's not that kind of case. It's not a domestic incident. It's not... I don't know. Maybe he gets a suspension. I got to think that Buffalo Bills fans have to wonder why Shady parties all the time in Philly.
I was asking that same question today, too. Like, what is he doing? He got all that money. And, I mean, it is cold right now. I mean, yes, it's February. Why are you not in Florida? How are you not in L.A. right now? You got a ton of money, but he is a local guy. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of family, a lot of friends in the area. So I think that says something. Obviously, he just moved. There's no way he's living up in Buffalo, that's for sure. So I'm sure he still has a house here in the area. But I was shocked by that, you know, and I was definitely shocked that there he was out and about today. He was not drinking. I just want to get that on record. A couple people at his table were having beers. LeSean was not.
Now the important part. What was the tip?
Okay, the important part. It was 20% on the dot, and his friend paid.
Oh, because it was his friend.
I like it. No, yeah, I did. I made a phone call back, and I was trying to find out what happened and, you know, who did the tipping and who picked up the tab. And, yes, it was a friend that picked up the whole tab. There was, like I said, there was about six or seven of them at the table, and 20% on the dot.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Anything else I missed? Anything else you want to add on before we bail on you?
No, it's been fun. I appreciate you punching us up and giving PhillyAmateur.com the plug. We're working hard over there. For everything Philadelphia sports, social, culture, we have you covered at PhillyAmateur.com.
Well, I like the stuff. I like the site. I like Nick over there, too. And I'm good to talk to you, and hope you have on again here, Sean.
Awesome, Brian. Anytime you need me. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Bye-bye.
That is Sean Brace from PhillyInfluencer.com, who chased down LeSean McCoy tonight.